Star 1310 and the Gospel Spotlight welcomes Mika King. Mika, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you believing?
Oh, my goodness. I am believing like never before.
Hey, tell us about the new project, Believe, and about that night, because it was recorded live.
Absolutely. Believe, man, I honestly have been in awe since that night. It's been almost 2 weeks now since we recorded it, and I was just at a loss for words for for a whole week coming out of that night. It was just an incredible, amazing night of praise and worship and just community outreach and service and us coming together. The project, I'm very, very excited about it. It's a message that the Lord, has given me, but it's not just that he's given me. He's given all of us this message of faith and hope and love. It's called the good news. It's called the gospel.
Okay.
And Believe is really about taking my listeners on a journey to a place where you believe in God, you believe the word of God, and you believe God for the impossible.
What can we expect on this project? This is your follow-up to your debut project, your sophomore project. What differences do we see on this Mika King project?
Well, obviously, it's a live project, so, the feel and the energy is going to be a little bit different, of course, from studio. And it's more praise and worship driven this time. And I knew that for this second project, and, it's been a while since Count It All Joy. Count It All Joy came out at the end of 2006, so it's been a while. But I really believe that throughout all of this time that God was just preparing me to deliver what he placed on the inside of me for this season. And, I knew that he wanted me to take people, usher people into his presence. And not that we didn't do that with Count It All Joy, but, it's just a little bit different when you're in a live situation and you are able to really, really reach the heart of the people. And that's what we were able to do that night. And so you're going to experience really the presence of God. It was very powerful and it was very tangible that night. And I believe that even people who are listening to the CD are going to experience that, and they're going to feel that.
Being a former backup singer to such folks as Ron Canole, Martha Menezes, William McDowell, Freddie Rodriguez, DJ Putnam, Clint Brown, and the list goes on and on and on. Is it, or do you get scared sometimes that you are the featured artist?
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, so no, but at first, yes.
Okay.
Definitely at first, and I remember being on the road with Ron Canole, and he really, really believed in me, and he really was pushing me to go ahead and do my own project. And I just remember being like, I am a background singer. That is not what I do. I'm here to be a support to other people. But he really saw beyond where I was, and he saw what God had placed inside of me, and he knew that there would come a time that I would be able to step into that. And with Count It All Joy, I really believe that that was the first step, but Believe is definitely a whole different level. I really, really believe that God has really pushed me into what he created me for, the reason that he has me here, and the strength and the power of the gift and the anointing that he's given me. And, there was a time that I really was afraid of it. I really, really was afraid of walking in that, but that's what Believe is all about. Walking and taking those steps of faith when you can't really see or you don't really know how you're going to do it, or you don't really think that you have what it takes, and you don't really see where you have the ability to do that thing that God is showing you to do or calling you to do, and just getting the courage to take those steps of faith, little by little, so that God can step in and do what he needs to do.
Your single, God is Bigger. What are you declaring on that?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I love that song. Hey. I love that song, and it is like my daily anthem. It is exactly what I need to get through my day and to get, you know, through this season where it is, like I said, a walk of faith. And that song, we're just declaring that God, he's a big God. You know, and a lot of times I think that we don't recognize how enormous he really is and that he is able to do the impossible and that there's nothing, absolutely nothing too hard for him. And so that's what this song is really reminding us that, you know, this is the God who created the heavens and the earth. This is the God who tames the seas. This is the God who can heal diseases. And, I mean, he's just so enormous. And it's just reminding us that no matter what we face, no matter what sin we may struggle with or we may be going through, God is bigger than all of that. Bigger than all of that.
How important is it for Amika King to sing and to speak at worship conferences?
Oh, it's really important. It's really a part of what God has called me to do because I've got to, you know, I've got to share this message with people. We live in a world where people are hurting and people are lost and they're dying. And believe it or not, those same people are even in the church. You know, there are people in church who go to church every Sunday who feel hopeless. And so it's important for me to make sure, you know, through conferences and services and things of that nature, that we go forth and we make sure that people have a genuine encounter with God, because that's the only thing that's going to set them free. That's the only thing that's going to change them and transform them and give them new life and a renewed sense of hope. So it's important for me to do that. And I remember a time where, you know, we talk about being afraid to walk in what he's gifted you to do. You know, there was a time when I didn't want to talk. I just was like, play my track. I just want to sing.
Hey.
And now, you know, you can't shut me up, because I love to talk about him. I love to talk about what he's done. I love to talk about who he is, and I know the assignment that I've been given. You know, we've all been given that assignment to go ye therefore and teach all nations. And so we've got to let people know who he is.